All right, welcome everybody to another deep dive. Today we're looking at marketing communications methodologies.
Oh, sounds exciting.
And we've got a great piece from Jim Thompson,
CEO of Paparatilo Publications.
Exactly right. They offer a bunch of marketing solutions for businesses.
Cool, cool.
I think you'll find this interesting, especially this one little story he shares about how he landed a client just by dropping a business card in a parking lot.
Wow, just like that.
Yeah, that's just one of the many, let's say, unique marketing tactics we'll be talking about today.
All right, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
So first up, Thompson talks about this idea of being agnostic about marketing methodology.
Agnostic, huh? What exactly does he mean by that?
Well, it seems like he's not tied to any specific marketing method.
Ah, so it's not about sticking to just social media or just email campaigns or whatever's trendy.
Exactly. It's more about finding what actually works regardless of the method.
So like being open to everything and anything as long as it gets results.
Exactly. He's all about effectiveness.
I like that. A results-oriented approach.
Yeah. And he even gives this great example from back in the day where he actually flew a banner over a beach to reach his target audience.
Whoa, an airplane banner. That's pretty old school.
It is, but it worked. It got their attention.
I guess that's the point, right? You have to meet your audience where they are, even if it's not on the internet.
And that's the beauty of this agnostic approach. It's not limited by the latest trends or platforms.
Makes sense.
So speaking of what Paparatilo Publications actually does, they offer a variety of solutions, like online stuff, mailers, newsletters, featured stories.
Oh, so they're covering a lot of ground?
They are. They even have a supplier directory and a job board. They do podcasts too, actually.
Interesting, but I'm noticing something missing. Trade shows.
You're right. They don't do those.
Why is that?
Thompson's argument is that trade shows can be super expensive, you know, like $20,000 to $50,000, and you're only reaching a limited number of people for a short amount of time.
Hmm. I see his point. Not exactly the most cost-effective method for every business.
Right. He believes that money's better spent elsewhere, on strategies that have more measurable results.
He brings up a good point. I mean, think about it. Are we sometimes just stuck in our ways, using outdated methods because they're familiar?
It's worth asking ourselves that.
Definitely. And it leads us to another thing Paparatilo highlights. They're data-driven solutions.
Okay, so data is obviously important, but what kind of data are we talking about here? And how do they actually measure their success?
Yeah, that's the key question. Are they looking at website traffic, lead generation, actual conversions?
Exactly. And are they willing to be transparent about those numbers?
Transparency is crucial. Otherwise, it's all just marketing fluff.
For sure. But hey, for anyone interested in exploring what Paparatilo offers, they do have a limited time offer right now.
Oh, tell me more.
15 months for the price of 12 on their most popular packages.
Hmm. That could be a good deal for someone looking into those traditional channels. But of course, do your research first, right?
Absolutely. Compare their methods to others. See if it aligns with your goals and your budget.
Couldn't agree more.
So as we wrap up, here's a thought for everyone listening.
I'm all ears.
With all these constant changes in marketing, how can we stay ahead of the curve and find the best strategies that actually work for us?
That's the real challenge. We have to stay informed, keep asking questions, and be open to new approaches.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's
what these deep dives are all about, getting the conversation started.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning. Keep exploring, and you'll find what works for you.
Exactly. Until next time, keep on diving deep.
See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.